May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Be seated, please. Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Not very easy words, pretty harsh. And if we didn't know better, I guess that most of us, just hearing them said, wouldn't have guessed they were spoken by Jesus, because they're not typical to Jesus. And they certainly don't reflect what many of us think of as Christian family values. But stay with me for a moment, because I think if we take a closer look at what Jesus is saying, perhaps we'll see there's more than what meets the eye. Most people look at family and tend to know that that's where we gather our first experience discovering who we are. You could say family defines us, for good or ill. It's like when I've said to my children, don't do that sort of thing. What I'm really, in essence, telling them is who they are. I'm telling them that as members of a family, members of a special and unique group of people, they're not expected to behave that way. They're expected to behave another way. As members of the Appleyard clan, quiet, Isabel, they should live a certain type of life, or at least we hope they will embrace certain values. And that's what we mean when we talk about family values, isn't it? Most of us are defined by what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do within our households. Our family values tell us, at least for a time, what we're supposed to think, what we're supposed to say, how we might believe, what we might do. And since we are, in a very real way, defined by what we think, what we say, what we believe, what we do, there's a sense in which our families tell us, like it or not, who we are. And that can be good. Particularly if our family's identity is positive, nurturing, healthy. It can also be incredibly problematic if our families are dysfunctional, unhealthy, destructive. And furthermore, the idea that we are of a clan, a family, that can get incredibly dangerous and destructive. And I think what Jesus is saying is that he calls us to reject. No, what he actually says, he calls us to hate that. When we become his disciples, we decide to follow him in our lives and in our actions. When we decide to follow Jesus, we have come to a different kind of understanding of who we are. Because for Christians, our identity is not based on family. Our identity is based on something else, not what our chromosomes tell us we are. A number of years ago at a parish where a friend of mine served, the congregation was doing some self-reflection. And the committee came out with a report on the challenges facing the parish. In that report, in its summary, they concluded that the most important challenge they faced was deepening their commitment to loving God and loving neighbor. That simple. And so every group, every person in the community made a heartfelt commitment to staying intensely focused on that spiritual quest in the days ahead. And you know what? Most of their so-called problems began to fall away. they began to treat each other differently, as if loving their neighbor was in fact a portal to loving God. They began to change the focus of their programs and worships accordingly. They began to focus on being truly hospitable, not just to their friends and to those they knew at the services they attended, but truly hospitable, fully engaging and embracing everyone they encountered in community. Their focus on outreach and mission expanded and grew deeper accordingly. They began to offer time, talent, treasure generously. New life came to that parish. Their sense of interconnectedness intensified. In fact, some people identified their parish in a new way. They considered it a way station, a safe place, welcoming and helping others on their way, a place that received the weak, the burdened, the stunned, the frightened, the poor, a community of faith for those desperately seeking faith, and a community of faith where life struggled for supremacy over death. And that's, I think, exactly what Jesus is pointing to in the gospel. For Christians, our identity is based upon the image of what we were created as. It's not a matter of having the same last name, like a family, or living at the same address, having the same zip code or alma mater. It's a matter of being a member of the body of Christ in a community of faith. What I'm saying is that through baptism, we are called into a new way of defining who we are. We are called into a new way of defining who others are. The truth is that whether we like it or not, this division of the human race into families is precisely that. It's a division. So as soon as I start telling my children that they are members of the Appleyard family and not a Smith or a Jones, I'm telling them they're somehow different from other people. I'm telling them that they are who they are. They are this, not that. And often, even if I don't mean to, I'm telling them that they're better than other people. And whether we like it or not, that fact is, for the Christian, pointing to something problematic, because all such divisions are contrary to the gospel we preach, contrary to the baptism with which we have been baptized. No longer are we defined by whose family we belong to. In baptism, we are given a new identity. An identity that shows no distinction between Jew and Greek, as Paul said, slave or free, male or female. For Christians, there are no divisions. No divisions between race and nationality, no divisions between gender identification or sexual orientation or social status. There are no divisions, period. The sacrament of baptism, in essence, joins us together in a new way, as a human family. So we become one in the body of Christ, along with Kip and Sarah and Benjamin, one in community, committed to life together with one another. And the diaconal servant ministries that Burnell's shared with us model how we treat one another, how we serve one another, and all that we encounter. And so, this place can become a place where we learn the truest meaning of trust, of mercy, of friendship, of servanthood, with tenderness and love. We can learn how to reach out in mission to serve Christ in the world. People of Emmanuel, as we begin another year of ministry together in this small corner of Christ's kingdom, embrace your baptismal covenant. For in baptism, God has reached out to the world, reached out to all people, and declared that we are, all of us, members of one family, the household of God. Our identity is based, in fact, together. And each of us is made one in the image of the one who made us. So there can be no divisions within the household. None. For we are all members of the household. Those are Christian family values. Amen.